Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Hello? You know it's me, back again, Heath, the Boss of the Beach, talking to you right now live. And guess what? We're on the road again. But we want to say thank you to all of those who are tuning in with us. And of course, this is Voice for Veterans. And when you talk about a voice for veterans, you're not talking about me. You're talking about the rest of the world, those who support veterans in a big way. It just so happens this past week I went to a big franchise conference, and I want to say thank you to all of the people that I met at the franchise conference who are supporting vets. The name of the game is We Support Vets Too. We Support Vets Too. Now that goes along with thank you for your service. And that means everybody's invited to take care of a veteran in the best way they can, or to be able to give them the right kind of information necessary for them to get where they're going to get and do what they're going to do. This is a voice for veterans, and we love it. Every time we get a chance to go somewhere and meet somebody, we know that the work is being done. You know, we're in one of the areas, and one of the best ones, James Haley. And a lot of people don't understand it's one of those specialty hospitals that take care of veterans in a special way. Call them first. If you're going to be anywhere in the neighborhood, you need some help, do that. And guess what? The VA hospitals are getting much better. Some of them need a little bit more work. And that's where the public comes in. We support vets too. So we the corporations, we the air conditioned people, all of them hire vets and they send vets back to do the work. So that way you have done the job. Now, you know, the one thing I like to do is I like to cover the vet of the week. Let's see who the vet of the week is right now. 1, 2, 3. Well, the vet of the week, I shouldn't be singing, but I'm going to sing anyway because it makes sense. Every time you think that you're headed in the right direction, you are. And that's what makes this thing a nice situation. Vet news. And that's what we're talking about. What's on vet news? We'll find out. Veteran of the week is Navy veteran Kathleen Contress. Kathleen Contress, and the veteran of the day, the veteran of the week, the veteran of all times is each one. Navy veteran, Kathleen Contress, who served in the Navy for 30 years and led the Defense Equal Opportunity Management Institute. We honor you, Kathleen. Wherever Kathleen is, she represents a lot of different things that veterans can do, will do for you and everybody. If you're looking at some of the things that happen, you can never look past us right here on the air today.com. And of course, you're in St. Petersburg. It's 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio, St. Pete Radio. We know that what we do is the best we can because we support vets too. And that's all of us right here at 96.7 FM. And guess what? We're getting ready to go bigger. We're already on the air today.com. So you can catch us wherever you are and get information. Go to the website and you'll see. Hit on what you want to hit on. Get on what you want to get on. Actually, today is the 12th. Now, being the 12th, today was a day that we should remember. It's Women Veterans Recognition Day, June 12th. Now, I know a lot of people don't know much about that, but the recognition day is something that is specially done to make sure that, guess what, the women are recognized. I'm glad to see the women. We honor the service and the sacrifices of women veterans. If we look at it, the percentage of veterans has dramatically changed. All during Afghanistan, all during Iraq, and was beginning to change way back in Vietnam. There are a lot more women veterans. And I got my own t-shirt getting ready to come out. Y'all look for it. Buy it. And I might put it on a plate so you can serve it at home. I might put it on something where everybody knows, because the truth is this. So like this. This one is plain and simple. Oh, man. No. Thank you, sir. But she's the veteran. I was walking down at a conference one time, and I was talking to the man. He had a really nice veteran's t-shirt. I had on my veteran's t-shirt. And I went to shake hands and talking to him, and he just looked at me, and he didn't say anything. And I said, sir, I just want to say thank you for your service. He says, no. Pointed to his wife and said, I just got on a shirt. She's the veteran. I'm going to make me a t-shirt, and everybody get one. Walking up to the man, you might ought to think of who the woman is. Guess what? Sure, I was one of those World War II babies. You know, I was born in 49. Okay, I was a World War II, after World War II baby. That's where I came from. There's a new generation here. And these kids have been serving for a long time. We've had a young service group that has succeeded and made it and got out of the military and are veterans and need to be totally assimilated in this community. That's why I say we are the voice for veterans. It makes a difference. When you get a chance to talk to somebody, know and look at what you're doing. Women's roles in the military have evolved. Why is there a Women Veterans Recognition Day? You have many resources available you to know why. Today's Women Veterans Day, we honor the service and the sacrifices of the women veterans. That's why we have. Thank you so much for all of those who supported this and those who are going to get on it next year, because it's not going to be right back for women. Understand that we speak for them as well. Yes, they've involved throughout history. Women have been, of course, vital in defending our country from when they disgust themselves as men during the Revolutionary War. Yes, I say disgust, forgive me, that was disguise themselves. They actually dressed like men so that they could fight. That is what difference is. And the powers that work is with our men. I mean, stand up. Even if they have to be like men to do it, they do it. Most of them are trying to be like men. They married, they got kids, it's just that they the ones who went to the military because they're the family. It's usually somebody's family has been a military family. It didn't happen a lot. So it's a lot more women in there. They're taking advantage of the benefits to come and get in the military with all the new jobs and technology. They really do a good job. Daddy, you know now that the women veterans are making a difference. But it's a whole lot more of them. Even all the way down from Iraq to Afghanistan, we had women in combat. However, it was not until the passage of the Women's Armed Service Recognition Act, which in 1948, that the women formally were recognized as a permanent part of the military. And in 2023, we commemorate the 75th anniversary and the landmark legislation and the honor of the contributions of women veterans who have served and continue to serve our country. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And before the act was enacted, women worked as nurses, clerks, and other support staff. But they were not allowed to serve as regular members of the armed forces. With the onset of World War II, women began to serve in the military in unprecedented numbers. The Women's Army Corps, established in 1940, followed by women, accepted by the Volunteer Emergency Services, in the Navy, women were in the Air Force, as pilots, Army, and Air Force, Women's Reserve, and the Marine Corps. Now, despite their contributions, women serving in the military organizations were often subject to discrimination and unequal treatment. The act aimed to address these issues and provide women with equal opportunities to serve their country. Yes. Guess what? It must still work. There's plenty of women in it. And there's plenty of women we're serving right now. But those who have retired are here to tell everybody, yes, we served, and we bow back as a family member. So there's a new army, and the new army is clear. It's the brats and the spouses. And if you put those two together, plain and simple, if you got 30 million regular veterans and you put in the brats and the spouses, there's 100 million. So there's a new army, the mamas, the daddies, and those brats, the young people, the family members. Is that's what it's about? Let's take time to say yes to that. Well, I hope you enjoyed this part of the show. Right now, we're going to look at some other things right quick, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about news, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about some music and some other activities that will make everything all right for today. Stay with us. Where will you go after this section? Be right back. Do not go anywhere. Stay with me.
Well, I know what we must do, and I can see that you feel this too. You better believe I'll fight for you, so let's give them hell.
Choice, we scream it loud with a rebel voice. They have us cornered, that's alright. It lets us know we're doing it right. With every burn, it leaves a mark. When we fall, it's how we start. We may not win, but yeah, we'll fight. So let's go down in flames tonight.
Well, I know what we must do, and I can see that you fear this too. You better believe I'll fight for you. So let's give them hell. Let's give them hell. I'll fight for you if you need me to. So let's give them hell.
Everybody, we're back. Sunshine and Bullets. Give them hell. You know, that's one of the best songs when you start talking about all the stuff that comes on when it comes to the military and when the fun and all the people in the world who have to fight just to stay right. I love it. The way I say it is good for you and good to you. But guess what? We have to think about a couple of other things. Learning new things while staying entertained
has never been easier for American veterans. Learn, entrepreneurship is what we do now. The old days of just waiting for the corporation has been passed. And that's why the VA Podcast Network offers a diverse selection of top quality podcasts made with a veterans community in mind. Each podcast specializes on a different topic, covering gripping content that no veteran should want to miss out on. Yes, just click on Veterans Podcast, and I want everybody to know that this is, of course, Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm right here in St. Petersburg, Florida, sometimes in Miami, a lot of times in New York, or wherever it is, but wherever there's a beach, you're going to find me. And guess what? Keith, the boss of the beach, is here to good for you and good to you. When we talk about a lot of the news stories, it's all about one thing. What information does a veteran need to know so he's taking care of what he's doing? Now, Veterans First Podcast, that's one of them. If you go on there, you'll find it. It's a great podcast. Please listen to it. Enjoy it. And then when you get a chance, check us out on theairtoday.com. Look for WVET or Gospel Ipso or any of the other stations there. But if you look for WVETonlineradio.com and WVET Latin, we do have a WVET Latin. Veterans, you Latin veterans, como está? Of course, poquito for all of us who don't know, but the rest of us, we do Latin veterans. It's very important that everybody's assimilated into this family because it's still, again, and our push is now what we think it should be. And that is something special. And that specialty is the main thing that we're talking about. That specialty means that right now we can help those veterans looking for information no matter where it is. You say, what do we do now? And we say, take a minute. Tune in, of course, Keith, the boss of the beach, 96.7 FM, right here. But if you happen to be somewhere else, go online on theairtoday.com. On theairtoday.com. And of course, that's a network that we've been working on for a couple of years, and it's now coming to pass. We definitely have the backing of American Veterans Alliance, the Society for Hispanic Veterans, and their affiliate families, Burial with Dignity. We also have the help of Dr. Elva Fioron and his family. They've been helping us with our Caribbean Connection, but they also support our veterans with Noel Miller and a lot of other people who are going to make this thing happen. Blue Star Families encourages veterans to take its military family lifestyle survey. That's all the Blue Star, the good boys. It is an important topic and one we hold in high regard at Blue Star. I see that is the term that we're going to use for some of those families who are now put themselves in the position that we're going to support vets to all the time. Not just something that you do some of the time, but all the time. We're saying we're going to make the veteran community a priority. And we start off by communications. You know, when you get in the military and you start in a war, the first thing they want to do is find out, how do you communicate? Because you might fight for the right, but if you don't communicate, a lot of times you miss the ball. So we want to make sure that our communication is up, and it's starting right here. WVET, onlineradio.com. And guess what? Always the best. When you think of veterans, think of anything. Jobs, healthcare, food services, farming, and all types of communications. As recently as 6 months ago, we met a commander of the Space Force. And I went out to a Harley Davidson location to do a car show, and we were hanging out. And sure enough, they have erected all of the emblems with an old Army motorcycle sitting in a glass tube outside it. And they have added the Space Force. So you got Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force,
Coast Guard, Space Force. We've come a long way. And guess what? All of them give us our best people to build countries by themselves, change things, and come home so that they can be a part of this great community and they get treated with respect all the time, rain or shine. Of course, in Florida, we say rain and shine because it can be raining over here and shining over there. So rain and shine. We're going to stay here with, of course, Sunshine Radio. You know, over the last couple of years, we've put together a lot of shows for Sunshine. And here in this community, we're going to expand because the internet has now opened the door in local areas. They figured out a way to make sure all of this stuff is done locally as well as nationally. So you can look at your internet and say yes. We are developing an app so that you can much easier reach out and touch us. And of course, when the app gets up, you click on it, you come right to us, and the kind of stuff that you're looking for will be a nice little index. You hit on what you want to know and keep on going, because this is going to be podcast 24/7. We will make sure that we bring a lot of other of our organizations who do media and radio and stuff and do it as a podcast. And help everybody get ready for the future, which has already arrived. I can remember when they were talking about the computers. And when you get the computers, it's going to eliminate the use of paper. Of course, paper increased. And the printer is cheap, but the ink is high. But either way, it evolved. And this is evolving. You know, I'm sure that some people don't recognize how, you know, these holograms and all the other work things that are coming. They're going to rebuild a lot of cities, you know, and maybe they won't be the same old industries, but they're going to be new industries and they're going to be growing. And the young people are going to take it to the next level. We want to tell everybody else about something that is dear to my heart. And that's number one. Crisis line. It's there. I'm not even going to repeat the number. Crisis line. Crisis line. If you're having a problem, click on it with your cell phone, your computer, whatever you're going to do, and do crisis line. It's there, and it's going to be there. They're here to help those who have needs for that. So don't forget about them, and don't forget about us. And as you look around, here comes another holiday, 4th of July. We just finished Memorial Day, where we planted a flag. We know that Veterans Day is coming up in November, but right now we got one thing we're looking at. 4th of July. It's going to be parties everywhere. Be careful. There's going to be parties everywhere. There's going to be people out in the field. They're going to be enjoying themselves. It's a family day. The 4th of July has turned into a family day. Let's be sure that we take care of the children, because they're going to be brats. And those are the young people who are growing because their parents served in the military, whether it's the mother or the father. We say thank you. You served on the 4th of July. This is the birth of when the stuff started. I won't say war, the fight to make America great. And it's still fighting. And we know that it's a fight out here, but we're going to win that. We won the battle, so we're going to continue. Thank you to all of our veterans who've come. I want to thank you to all of the different franchises. I got a chance to be at a franchise convention, as I said, and guess what? I got a lot more respect for those people who are standing there in the stands of entrepreneurship. Okay? Yes, those are the little people to grab a hold of something like this, and they make a difference. And guess what? They really did have a lot of respect for our veterans. I wore my veterans hat, and they flagged me down, and they talked, and, you know, it was just wonderful. So, yes, but also, I went to another event, and it was churches, and they had special events for the veterans. Healthcare centers. I'm now beginning to say, oh, if you're a veteran, here's what we can make sure that you're included in the community. A lot of times people think that veterans want to get special services. No, they just want to be treated fair and get a little something for what they did by giving their time and life in front of bullets or in front of a damn crazy machine. It happens all the time. We know that these people are young people who join the service and they learn something. Whether they fight or not, they learn something new. We appreciate what you do. And this is Keith, the boss of the beach. I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to have a little bit more music, and we're going to pick something special for you. Stay tuned. And if you have to go somewhere, don't forget, we are on the air. Of course, every Thursday, midday, 12:30, you turn us on and enjoy. Midday, I say it's lunchtime, time for you to unwind. And then on Saturday mornings, it's Rise and Shine with Keith, the boss of the beach, Voice for Veterans, Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. And we'll say thank you to those who listen that time of morning. And 4th of July coming, we're going to do a bit live on the air. We're going to be talking to you about where you are and what events. So, but the next couple of weeks, you'll be listening to us as we get to the 4th about where to go in your area to say yes to the 4th of July. And wave your flag. Please do. And this is Keith. We're going to play a little bit more music, and I want you to stay tuned to the rest of this wonderful show. And I am here, over and out with a shout. OnTheAirToday.com.
All of the sirens have been choked by the
Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.